Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 34. We've got a great subject. What are the key strategies to increase participation and engagement for your membership website? Churn is a problem. You're always fighting it. If you've got a membership website, Spencer's got a ton of experience. I've got some insights as well. It should be a great topic and show. Spencer's so pumped up for this subject, I can tell. So, Spencer, like to introduce yourself.
I'm excited on the inside.
Yeah,
we're sure. Balanced.
I'd like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers.
If you haven't met me by now, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's Spencer Foreman, and you can find me at wblaunchify.com or spencerforeman.com is my social media hub. All the social media, Spencer Foreman. No E in Foreman.
No E. That's the key thing. No E.
Leave off the E for savings.
We're in holiday mood. We're recording this on the Friday of the long weekend of the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, folks, if you're based in the US, as I am. I am an American citizen. I chose to be one. So there we go.
They're still thinking about it, I've heard.
Yeah, they're probably going to take it back anytime. Like I say, we're going to be talking about strategies to increase participation and engagement, important subject. We will be back in a few moments. I've got some great messages from our major sponsors.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. Just want to point out, we've got some great special offers from our major sponsors. Plus, we've got a curated list of the best WordPress plugins that will help you build a membership or community website on WordPress, which is the platform that you should be utilizing for ownership, flexibility, and design as well. It just ticks all the boxes, and we provide a list of the best solutions to make the experience of building out that great website easy. Where do you go to get all these goodies? Well, you just go to WPTonic slash deals, WPtonic/deals, and you'll find all the goodies there. So, Spencer, where did we start? I've got some points, but let's have a quick introduction. Where do you, based on your experience, what do you think some of the key things you've learned about building a membership site, increasing participation and engagement? Because it is important, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I want to say, I'm experiencing and sharing with my audience and my customers, because I think that's really important, is we've all just come through a lot of changes to the way we do business, how we work from home, what things are important. And now recently, the availability of information through means like using AI to search it out. Not everybody is attuned to how to exactly use AI, but the fact is that now you can go to an AI assistant and really go far with what you acquire as far as knowledge, whereas the gatekeeper of a Google or a Bing or some search engine is not even in the mix, right? Now, what does that mean to people? It means that the thing that's most valuable in my experience, and I'm teaching people today, curation, human relationship, concierge experience. That is the differentiator between what you're offering and what can be found on its own. Anybody today with no gatekeeper can find out anything on any topic if they want to do it. But think about when you go to a fancy hotel. If anybody's had the benefit of trying out a 4 or 5 star hotel that has a concierge, you don't run down to the corner Walgreens and grab some stuff. You call the concierge and say, hey, I'm feeling sniffles. Can you get me some antihistamine? Or, hey, I'd like to get into this restaurant. Do you know any way to get me in? Or, hey, can you get me tickets to the show? Arrange a limo. Being in the membership business today has to have an understanding that people are wanting to pay for you and your specific brand and expertise to give them stuff in a way that's personalized and concierge, spoon-fed, so that they get farther faster. That is what they want to pay for. Otherwise, they wouldn't bother with you because they have access to an unlimited amount of automated tools. And for those of us who are Gen X or older, this is actually a really great opportunity, both to be on the delivery side and the receiving side, because we have a huge audience of Gen X and baby boomers who remember the days of concierge service and can't wait to go back to it because we feel overwhelmed by, oh my God, so many choices. I can't even bother. Can you just do it for me? I use this example of my mom, my dear mom, who shows up on my sister's radio show all the time doing movie reviews. This is remote control from a Roku. I convinced her to get a Roku TV, but you notice how little buttons it has. It's so simple compared to the old days. Even then, when my mom uses it, I was talking, she holds her hand like this over the remote control infrared. And she's like, it doesn't work.
You always be nasty to your mom.
Like, oh, I love my mom to death. That's not my point. My point is, I have to hand feed her the things she needs because she'll figure out a way to not do the obvious thing. And that's the point, isn't it? You can simplify your membership business down to the millionth degree, and some geezer is still going to not figure out how to do it. But that same geezer has nothing but money and a desire for you to do it for them. So that's my business model. My business model is to say to people, memberships in 2023 and beyond should be concierge curated, personal to your specific niche, so that you're saving somebody the trouble of finding it automatically. Don't make automated tools unless you're a developer, in which case that's not really a membership site. That's a tool.
Yeah, I think the ones that are on our hosting platform, the ones that are successful, I've observed that they're trying to build hybrid models. And what I mean by that, Spence, is they've got the traditional courses. They've got a traditional micro course, which they use as a kind of lead magnet. And then they've got other courses, but they combine it with group sessions, where people at a certain membership level can join on a weekly basis, a group discussion on a specific topic or cover something. So they have access to the founder, but the founder, the owner of the membership website, can do that on a on the platform and give value to a large group. And then they can also, at a certain level, buy one-to-one coaching or mentorship as well. And I find the memberships entrepreneurs that follow that model are the ones that are building a pretty good business.
I mean, right, coaching and membership says it right there. I mean, you know, let's use an example of... It's sarcastic, but like I have people who are clients and colleagues, but the clients specifically who've paid me over the years $100 a month for nothing other than to be able to just call me or email me and say, hey, Dr. Google, what's the answer to this thing? And I'm saying Dr. Google because like 9 out of 10 times the thing they're asking me, they could have just typed a question into Google and gotten it. But they literally just want to call, hey, Dr. Spence instead of Dr. Google. Can I do this? Should I do this? How should I do that? And that's a thing.
Actually, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's just occurred to me, you know what you really are? You're the house of WordPress. Yeah, right.
You know, if you think about any tool, and like when I went back, I've told stories about this before, about my earliest entrepreneurial membership sites. My membership sites, when I was 10 years old and I went to all boys camp, this is in 1977, I just 76. I decided to pack a bunch of my dad's Playboy and Penthouse magazines and rent them out for $5 an hour. That was my earliest membership experience was in 1976, 10 years old. And $600 later, my camp counselor turned me into the director and they took my money, took my porn and called my dad and said, Mr. Farman, your son, the porn king of this camp has been selling money and we've got his ill-gotten goods. And my dad's like, what? Only $600? And that's when I knew, find the pain, deliver a solution, and you will never, ever be wanting for money because you're solving people's pain. But the thing that we're solving as pain has evolved, right? In the early days of WordPress, the pain I solved was for freelancers or site owners to realize that you have the skill set to put together something from basic HTML, CSS, PHP skills. Nowadays, it's different. It's stop tinkering and just deliver an endpoint solution because the people who want your solution are the ones that know tools are out there. They know there's an infinite number of choices. They want a person to just tell them this is what you need. And that's a different solution.
Yeah, I think the one of the problems, and I think it's still been pushed by some influencers that have a wide scope in the community of people looking to build a membership or thinking about it, is this concept that you can just build a membership course and just it will run itself. I just don't think that's going to hack it. I don't think it's hacked it for quite a while. And I definitely don't think in a world of AI and the market, where the market is in 2023, that if you don't add through group sessions and one-to-one and a deep thought about a progress of individual coaching or mentorship through your membership website, you're going to be that successful. Would you agree that there's still this message is still being pushed by a few people on the web about you can just build a membership website and it just run itself?
I mean, the devil's always in the details. So I've used so often, but I'll apply it here. If you were a kid and you just wanted to roll around, you know, little kid, you want to roll around with your kids in the neighborhood, a tricycle, like a basic WordPress site, is as simple as turn it on and you could be rolling around the neighborhood with the kids. The details are that as you get older and your friends all move to two-wheelers with training wheels and then two-wheelers without and then dirt bikes and racing bikes and so forth, by the time you get to high school, they're on a, you know, Lance Armstrong racing two-wheeler with whatever, and you're still riding a tricycle. The difference between getting to the from the tricycle to the two-wheeler is like the difference from getting from a starter website in WordPress to a complex membership site. People are never satisfied out of the box with just like the basic this one thing. And as they try to do that, that's where the WordPress flea market has captured and caught so many people in its devious web versus the way that you and I deliver solutions today, which was we don't try to sell, go around and tinker with it. We sell the outcome. So like going back to the same metaphor, what I sell to people is I can get you into the end result of being like Lance Armstrong, two-wheeler, learning how to ride a bike in a race. But today I'm going to start you at the level and the cost of a tricycle. But because I've got this figured out for you, you won't be stuck with a tricycle and you won't be stuck like trying to figure it out yourself and falling over and hurting yourself. So avoiding people who don't have that as their primary business, getting into the, I'm going to figure it out myself by going to the flea market and buying parts is where the answer lies. And this is also true about framework plugins. I'm not naming names, but we've discussed that up till now, WordPress has allowed for people to build framework plugins that try to take on all the jobs of a membership site by itself. And that's a mistake. Because it's just back to the
trend. Well, it takes away. Because the real power of WordPress and why I think even, I do know SaaS platforms are very good at their propaganda, but what WordPress isn't very good at marketing and explaining or doing in a way, what we want the core WordPress is to be that framework. And we want the core team. We want those that are the leadership of WordPress to just concentrate on a functional core. But then you do have this enormous community of developers worldwide that no SaaS can compete with, just can't, because you've got thousands and thousands. If you attended WordCamp US or WordCamp Europe, you have literally thousands of individuals working on WordPress, improving WordPress, which no SaaS in any shape or form can compete with. But you're correct, is that you need to choose a core group of plugins and not deviate, not choose the best solutions and stick with them and don't go bonkers, basically.
I think there's just an easier way of saying the same thing you've said, which is this. While it may have been true that WordPress was for everybody to tinker, the days of it being a tinkerer plugin were when it was so simple and limited in choice and so basic. But the world has changed and WordPress has changed and it's too many things with too many levels of complexity layered together. So I'm going on a limb here to say that unless you're just building a unidimensional blog site or publishing site, if you're trying to do a membership site, don't try to do it yourself because it's a false economy. You need to enlist somebody who is in the trenches at the moment. And obviously we're speaking about ourselves, of course, here, where we can just be the concierge to get you the result you want and that you'll end up spending an incredibly smaller amount of time, money, and frustration than if you try to do it yourself or go rinky-dink hire some WordPress overseas developers who do theme work or whatever, because those days are over. There's not the same, you know, everybody's doing one-dimensional things anymore. And with all of those options, it'd be like if I said to you, go to the car showroom and buy a car versus go to an auto parts dealer and buy parts to build your own car. Nobody in their right mind who needed a car to get to work would build their car from parts today. Nobody. But that's what people are doing with their business. I need a membership site for my business. Instead of focusing on going and building that site from parts on your own, just go get a car like we kind of put together from this stack of things, even if it's using free recipe, just follow my free recipe and just work on building the actual business instead. Because that's the thing that we need people to focus on today.
And I think the other factor, and we discussed it when we were talking about email and marketing automation platforms, Infusionsoft, you can still go on the web and do a search about the best email marketing automas, and Infusionsoft will come up and you will find people saying good things about it. And it, in my opinion, it's just old technology. If you're still utilizing it and you're invested in it, good luck to you. I would never recommend it to a new user.
I mean, it's not just Fluent, though. I mean, it's not just Infusionsoft, though. The difference is there's old-fashioned SaaS CRMs that have been around forever. There's modern CRMs that are marketing-oriented, have their own little twist on whatever. And then there's a couple plug-in CRMs, but we really just talk about Fluent.
Yeah, but the point I was trying to make is the same thing that is in the WordPress space. There's a lot of information out there about old solutions.
Well, but that's
you wouldn't recommend them if you knew what you were talking about.
When we did other shows, like other previous weeks, when we reviewed like WordPress solutions for, I don't know, the calendaring or something, and then there's seven different SaaS services. The world's an amazing place of choice, okay? There's lots of people who, like myself, like to work on old cars or like to do, vintage bicycles or whatever. I'm saying that for the people who are listening to this particular show who say, I really need an outcome because my primary focus is on building a business around membership, you have two choices. You have either a SaaS-hosted solution that is a gilded cage choice in many cases, like a ConvertKit or a old-fashioned CRM or one of the membership platforms, even a new one like System.io or something. They promise and deliver a, here you go, tricycle ready to ride. But you can never change them beyond the scope of what their REST API allows. You never own your stuff and you can never leave. The second choice is WordPress. In the past, people took on the task of, well, it should be easy. It's like buying a table at IKEA. It's not anymore. Because unless you follow a recipe for free or get help, which we also offer for free, on use only these particular things, your creation of your thing becomes a bit of a Frankenstein monster. And you'll spend endless days in frustration because even those of us in the daily trenches have every ounce of our energy, willpower, and soul to keep up with the craziness going on. And only by us curating it and delivering it in a concierge fashion can you be assured of avoiding that whole mess. And also, we actually improve your situation because we just jump you past the line of all the nonsense to, as of today, this is the thing, and we guarantee no matter what else happens, we'll keep you up to date on what to do next. So you can focus just on your business. And I think that's a better outcome.
Right, let's go through, before we go for our break for the first half, let's just quickly go through a couple of the key elements. So I wrote a list down. I love my lists, listeners and viewers. Give members a quick win easily. I think this is, it's a bit like when I was working directly as a developer, I learned quickly that if you get something up and running and can show something, it reduces the anxiety of the client that you're working with. And I think the same applies with a membership site. If in the first two lessons or the first part of a course, you can clearly show some value and a quick, easy win for those participating in the actual course, the better you're going to be. What's your thoughts about this, Spencer?
I mean, that's the whole point. So, I use the metaphor of a kit or a TV dinner. I basically say that after having done this for tens of thousands of customers over the years, there is a stack of stuff that will essentially give you every feature you could possibly need. I mean, there's always outliers, but like for 99.9% of my clients, this stack of stuff put together this way with my knowledge and secret sauce allows you to do something that is bulletproof and delivers anything you want. And if there was an exception, we know what the exceptions should be in a way that prevents you from building yourself into a corner. And so that's the way that we solve the problem, because instead of trying to find and then go buy and have subscriptions to all these random things, putting them together and not knowing how to set them up or you end up with just like, oh, go buy a kit from the Lego store. This is the WordPress Death Star, you know, for my membership business. Done. And you have somebody who knows all the nuances to hold your hand and help you through the changes. That experience is like the difference between going to the supermarket with a recipe cut out of a magazine, buying ingredients and cooking them at home, or going to a restaurant, or having Martha Stewart come to your house and cook it with you. The first experience is random chance. The second and the third experience are guaranteed outcomes of you're going to get the thing you want. And if they come over to teach you, you're also going to get the knowledge of how to do it. And I think that's what we deliver. And it's value laden. I mean, it's less expensive than the first one where you make all the mistakes.
I do understand. Can you give a, because obviously you've run a lot of membership courses yourself. How does it come in your mind, the last one that you built out that you kind of gave a quick win? Could you give maybe an example?
Well, the quick win is like, on a typical example, my clients, I offer a service that includes a roadmap session, and then it includes, if they pay for it, a discounted 1 hour of us doing it together. I have worked out my TV dinner method whereby in 1 hour, I can walk somebody through literally setting up their membership site, putting in their logo, putting in their key products, typically a deliverable of a course or courses, setting up the Fluent CRM and the WP Fusion marketing automation, and having a checkout with a placeholder keys. So they walk away in an hour with a fully operational membership site ready for them to work on their own little content and design that's tested out and working for transactions with sales funnels and tagging and everything. And they get a recording and a transcript and the hands-on question and answers in 1 hour that in typical membership site training courses takes weeks or months of trial and error. And maybe
so I think what you're saying is that in these first lessons of a course, if you can give a landscape and some key signposts about the end result, if you can give this quickly and earlier, the chance of people staying on and completing the course and
are you talking about when you're talking about people delivering for their own membership sites? Yes. Are you talking about Well, you have to apply the same logic. So I'm selling WordPress solutions, many of which involve, of course, memberships. The pain that I'm solving is that the mechanics and the setup and the features are the confusing part. So in 1 hour for a couple $100s, somebody gets the outcome that would have taken them weeks or months and thousands of hours.
Well, they're getting an outline, aren't they?
And that's the same thing I'm saying. They get their outcome in an extremely short amount of time, 2 hours or less, for a couple $100. If you have a membership site and you find that the pain that you're solving is X, Y, or Z, I'm going to teach you how to loosen up your hamstrings, okay? Because you got tight hamstrings. It's $99, okay? If you can give them in the first hour something that gives them a measurable improvement in their hamstrings, that's it. You won. They won. If it takes 3 weeks till they'll see the difference in their hamstrings, you know, people have an incredible short attention span. They're paying you for something where the expectations match the reality. Now, I just added, we talked about this back surgery. One of the best, two of them. One of the best things about that was in researching it and speaking frankly to the doctor and the physical therapist is nobody promised me, unlike my expectation, that 2 days later, I'm going to walk out of there. I mean, some reason I thought that was the case because when I was in my 30s, that's how it worked out. They said 6 to 8 weeks. Well, the best win I got was I set my expectations that week one will be this much and two, this, like, that was the win. The win was here's the schedule, here's the things to do, but it's a progressive improvement. So don't think in week one you're going to be tap dancing or whatever, or riding.
Yeah, I see what I think you're trying to. So a quick win, and then in the first lessons, giving a broad management of expectations of the student going through the course. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, and set the expectations to what they think they're buying. So, for example, if it's a self-driven course and you give them content that's easy to follow step by step, great. But if they think that it's a concierge course and you don't show up, or if it's, you know, live one-on-one training and you don't show up, then that's a recipe for disappointment as well. And people should be able to pay for what it is that they're getting. So, you know, oftentimes, even for myself, I can deliver free training or paid coursework to show you how to do the same thing that we would do together in a one-on-one or one-to-many setting, but you're not paying for the benefit of the true one-to-one, right? Like, a concierge in a hotel may service 500 guests, but a personal valet is yours, and the price and the expectations are different.
Yeah, because to wrap up this particular point is that I've come across, and I'm sure you, I'd be interested if you have, is that a lot of people new to building a membership website, they think that if they add the kit, I call it throwing in the kitchen sink, that they've got to build this monstrous multi-layered, multi-course offering. And the more they throw in, the more it's going to be showing value and it's going to appeal to its target audience. And I'm not saying that doesn't work ever, but in based on my experience, it does the total opposite. Yeah, because you need your first students to find out, to clarify what their real concerns are. And secondly, it'd be like your surgery. It'd be like lay out every option and everything that might happen wrong. And you know, it might take 4 to 6 weeks, or it might take a year. And you go into endlessly.
Go even one step further. I had a fella reach out to me yesterday where, you know, I write the Launch Flows plugin, and Launch Flows isn't a framework, but it has maybe like a Swiss Army knife, 30, 40 things that it does really well. Probably 4 or 5 are the biggest reasons people use it. But he was thrown off because the other 5 competitors are frameworks, and they're trying to do everything under the sun. And so when he came in to use Launch Flows, he said, "Hey, I'm just trying to do a donation page like you showed in your video." I'm like, "And what's the problem?" He's like, "I don't understand where to set up the database or where to do that." I'm like, "You take your product, you put it on the page with a component, you put the product ID in, and you're done. Like, or copy the free pattern and paste it." He's like, "Oh my God." And see, the point of that is that, like, remember I started talking about, here, mom, here's a remote control with 4 buttons. Even then, it's 3 steps to set up a donation and Launch Flows with 1 product. Even then, the client, like my mom, is going to hold the thing and, you know, prevent the simple buttons from working because they're just not seeing forest for the trees. So even then, you need to build into your simplified quick win a personalized channel experience, access to you, because you're going to find out that no matter how simple you make it, people are looking for something more.
That doesn't have to be a bad thing, because you can monetize it.
It's a good thing. It's the thing. Listen, let me go back to my other original statement. I've had dozens and dozens of clients over the last year or two, and hundreds over time, who have paid me $100 a month just to have me on their, you know, speed dial, right? They don't call, rarely. $1,200 a year to just be able to guilt-free call up Spence and, "Hey, Spence, I got a problem with this WordPress thing. What do I do?" You know, Dr. Google, remember I was saying, Dr. Spence. And that's a business by itself. I mean, you have to deliver some primary niche of knowledge and expertise, but in this realm of WordPress membership and so forth, that is what I'm delivering. You know what I'm not delivering? I'm not delivering 180 lessons with 77 videos covering 47 hours of content. You know why? Because not one human being exists on the planet anymore that can waddle through that after COVID. Not one person. There is no value in padding that up with a million things, like you were saying, throwing in the kitchen sink.
Well, we've got a few other things in the second half of the show to get through. We're going to go for our middle break, folks. Got a couple other messages from some of the show sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I just want to point out, if you're looking for a great hosting partner for your membership, your community website, why don't you look at WP Tonic? We've got over 15 years experience in the WordPress space. We specialize in hosting membership and community websites on WordPress. We provide fantastic hosting plus a library of created the best WordPress plugins, plus support, plus a load of other benefits to you. We make it easy to host and build your membership website on WordPress. So go over to WP Tonic and we'd love you to be a partner with us. So let's go into, I really think a lot of people, they get sucked in building this kind of Frankenstein first multi-layered course, and they really forget this one. And I think it's important. And I also think it's building, I put the word perfect, but obviously perfect doesn't exist, but building a really quality onboarding experience for the new members. I'm surprised about the amount of people, especially when they're a newbie and they understandable in some ways about the course and it being offering real value and we're throwing all this in, and they really, because they haven't done it before, understand the onboarding is important. What's your views on this, Spencer?
About what's the question though?
Well, the onboarding experience, and how do you build a good onboarding experience?
Well, what I find is that by giving somebody a personal roadmap session, a free call, that is the best way, because it's allowed me after hundreds, you know, Jason Cohen talks about this. I don't agree with everything he says, but he definitely has it right. Like, you have to do the hard stuff, the non-scalable stuff. And after 18 years in WordPress, I find that's actually my secret sauce, because now it's kind of like paths have come back together, that there's very few people that do free half hour to an hour calls with people. I mean, think about it. Where in WordPress can you get on and talk to people for an hour in detail? I give it all away. But you know what happens is that because that's my personality, I find it's like my best sales funnel for free is by offering free onboarding, free road mapping, free whatever. People find like, where have you been all my life? Because I answer their questions, their fears, their concern. I demonstrate capability and knowledge and credibility across this ecosystem. And so for me, even if you want to scale that, you have to start with a lot of non-scalable phone calls, because the people will reveal to you the stuff that matters and the stuff that don't. And so you whittle away and you find a very streamlined set of steps that if you use those in an automated way, present to the majority of people the things they wanted to hear, so they go, yes.
A lot of people, I totally agree with you, but a lot of people listening to this, I can visualize that they're going white in the face and they're saying, I thought I'd just build this membership website and it'd be on auto, and the prospect of having to onboard people. But Spencer's right. That's where you've got to make your decision. There's key areas where you want to, if you're going to be successful in the coming years, you're going to have to personalize the experience and onboarding, especially if you're starting your course. The amount you're going to learn from your by doing a one-to-one onboarding experience, the amount you're going to learn about the real concerns, problems that will influence how you build out your membership website is going to be invaluable. So, and I just don't think a lot of people understand that, do they, Spencer?
No, but, you know, this is part of the difference between in the old days when I ran 1WD, 1WD TV, first web designer stuff. I was teaching people how to make money as an entrepreneur selling WordPress solutions. And what I found out was that people were good at following directions on how to make the solutions or how to build the WordPress stuff. They sucked at talking to people. They didn't like to do it. And there's really, I mean, it's a right brain, left brain thing. It's a personality type thing. There are some people in this world that don't want to talk to other people. They don't like to talk to people. And they are very, very adept at development skills or writing skills or automation. So just like somebody who's a musician versus not, you have to find what is your skill set, what is your desire, and match it up to what your monetization idea may be. For me, because my desire and love of speaking to people and selling them stuff is an alignment with being a public person onboarding users, I do that. But for other people, they have to figure out a way to find what the pain is and then deliver it in a way that doesn't require them to talk. I'll give you an example. I don't want to use him specifically because he's really got a great personality too. But like the reason that I got along so well with Jack at WP Fusion was because Jack used to do marketing and he kind of said he doesn't prefer that. He really likes to do his coding thing. Now he knows what marketing needs to be done, and that's why it was easy to work with him and get far with what we've done in our own and together. But at the same time, he isn't the Spence, you know, and you know, he's low key and everybody likes him and he does his thing and he's got a great fit for what he wants to do. So find that fit, but you can't ignore the fact that even when you're a developer or like low key background developer, you have to still understand what your customers need and want. And you can't get that unless somebody on your team is interacting with
them. Well, it's not a 0-1 game, is it? I'm suggesting that obviously pre-revenue or start of revenue, that it's really important to talk to these students. But at some stage, when the membership website has a good income base, you can hire somebody to take over that for you.
Yes and no. Yes, you can scale it and have team members. No, I don't think I really feel this is a strong statement and it's true. I don't think you can leave the building as the head of the company, the visionary, the person who keeps in touch with what the thing is that you're solving. So I, as of yesterday even, am complaining about Mullenweg because he has left the building as far as being in touch with what's going on boots on the ground level. And that is causing a problem for those of us in the community. He doesn't need to do the solution or write the code, but he, in my opinion, needs to be more in touch, hands-on with what is the chain of command. And if you are running a company that grows and scales and you lose touch with what your customers are doing, look at Elon Musk and Twitter. I mean, look at any company like right now with Reddit. Huffman, the guy who founded it, is having a shitstorm now with all the subreddit moderators because he's like going head to head with them, threatening them, you know, to like close the API down, which is the whole basis of the thing that was founded. It'd be like Wikipedia, you know, like Jimmy Wales, that has always been funded by donation, right? Imagine one day Jimmy Wales wakes up and is like, fuck it, you're paying, you know, to get to Wikipedia. Like it would cause outrage. So I don't think as long as you're involved in a company, you can outsource or give responsibility away.
I totally agree with you, but I wasn't saying that you...
I don't mean black and white, but I'm saying there's varying degrees of it, yes. And you can't leave the building.
No, I totally agree with you there. Yeah. I totally agree. This is like at the beginning of our conversation, I was saying that there are still influencers in the membership entrepreneur space that suggest that you can run this all on autopilot, and I just think it's nonsense.
It's nonsense other than if you have a static solution that exists in a vacuum. But then what happens with that is, and you see this all the time in the sales funnel space, there's one or two guys that are famous for their sales method where, you know, once a year you do this. But the other than that thing that is like a dinosaur, most of those products have a lifespan of a couple years until they're no longer good. you could set it and forget it, one of those types of things, and just have affiliates selling the hell out of it forever. No. But eventually it's no longer going to be evergreen and people are going to be like, this sucks. I mean, this is like so yesterday. I'm not going to do this anymore because the world changes too much. I mean, just...
Yeah, there you are correct. There is that model and it normally has a lifespan of a couple of years. I'm talking about...
What's the guy who's... He's my age, our age. He's the guy who did the... He's the book that's forever about the leading up to the sale offer once
a year. Yeah, I can see
him. He lives in Colorado. Yeah. I can't think of his name. He's been milking that concept since forever.
Yeah.
Come on, we got to figure it out. I can't think of his name, but...
You watch it, but I'll go on to the next one. Anyway,
it'll come to me. And the bottom line is, like, that is as old as marketing. People who are new stumble on it. It's like somebody like me who discovers stoicism. I mean, it's been around since the Greeks, but it's like, I just discovered it today. But you can't really sell that as a modern idea. You can only rehash it and repackage it. And that's a different model.
So. Delivering ongoing value. I was thinking of this, Spence, and I think it's linked to sharing and being there. What I mean is your own ongoing educational journey as the leader, as the individual, the entrepreneur of the membership site, that you are updating your own knowledge and through social media sharing that journey of you're part of an active community that's interested in the particular subject that your membership website is about, and through writing books by, if you're going down the book publishing route, or through sharing content through social media, this is how you show ongoing value to the people that join the course, and you add that journey in video or written content, which is accessible through the course. Do you think I'm on the right pathway there in my what I've outlined there?
What was the question, though? Sorry.
Like, that's how you, one of the ways that you show ongoing value.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I don't know, you know, the value that somebody delivers is, again, an alignment between the pain solution and what somebody's expectation is, right? So in my experience, the knowledge itself is not the thing that people want as much. They want the spoon feeding. They want it sort of done for you if possible, because they're just distracted or feel overwhelmed. In many cases, you know, like if it's a physical product, there's a different type of an outcome. But if it's a process type business, like a membership site, it's not really possible in many cases to deliver somebody something in one gulp. There has to be like a relationship that you're building, and the value that people are expecting is from that. I had a client yesterday who I onboarded and got him set up. And, you know, one of the key aspects of his business is not the actual coursework he's offering. It's the, there's some accountability and there's some live events. And then there's even, you know, putting people into groups. And that requires a commitment to running a camp for kids. You know, I mean, that's not just like buy my thing and I'm done with you. That's like you're in a relationship for maybe 6 weeks or more. And that's where the, you know, the value comes from. It's, you know, I'm not just buying your thing and I don't know your name anymore. It's I'm buying your thing because you promised that you're going to back it up and there's something you're going to walk me through. And like, again, I did the physical therapy. I bought into this. I couldn't choose, but like I decided to do it because paying for a physical therapist meant she was going to take me on a journey, even though I did a lot of work at home to get better results.
I think the next point, and I think like, AI, but this is going to be the kind of catchphrase of the next year, 18 months. We discussed it in our show yesterday, and you want to join that, listen to that, folks. It's the WP Tonic show. We do a monthly roundtable, and we discuss Seth Godin's new book, New Manifesto. It's building community. It's a catch for, you know, building, you need to build community, and I agree with it. It's utilized quite a lot, but a lot of people don't really, for understandable reasons maybe, don't go into the nitty gritty about how do you build a community? And a lot of people, and I, without my company and my team, we get a lot of people that want to build a massive community website, and they haven't even done the first step of building any kind of community. We try and persuade them, great idea at the right time. This isn't the right time. You need to build a community on Facebook or some other platform, Slack or Discord or wherever. TikTok, it doesn't matter where the community is. Have you come across this, and what's your own, because, you know, you've been quite good at building your own community over the years.
Right.
Did it just happen naturally because it was linked to the content that you were providing, or did you really have to think about it a bit?
I mean, I can share a couple of tips that are in relation to what I've discussed, but also I think anybody can relate to. First of all, the difference between succeeding in running a membership site, because you're going to need to build this community, and that's a relationship that lasts longer than the 5 minutes till they pay you the money. It lasts sometimes as long as you're running the business, because there's multiple people you're going to have a relationship with. It's number one. The thing that you do or sell really should not feel like work to you. So I related to, like, when I was a kid, I learned that my superpower is figuring out what people have as pain points and learning how to come up with a way to solve that and sell it to them for money. But it's always been in things that involve stuff that I was curious or interested in on a personal level. I've made my livelihood from other types of jobs, including practicing trial law. And I hated it. I was really good at it, but I hated it. And I couldn't continue doing it. So you have to love what you're doing in the membership site or solution, because otherwise you will just not want to participate to the level you need to be successful. Number two, you have to demonstrate that you're using your own solution, scratching your own itch, not a bystander to somebody else, like, you know, servicing you. So, like, the, I don't know, I read a great story about, who was it, like, as an actor, one of these, I forget who the actor is for a second, it'll come to me. As an actor, oh, it was actually Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney went to a show, and, you know, normally the stars have all these catering, and what can I do for you, Mr. McCartney? And he was like, oh, I noticed there was some food on the table. Can I go just grab a plate over there? It was like the stagehand's food. And they're like, sure. But the fact that he was like participatory, like as part of the show, everybody was making happen and just ate from the same table instead of being a prima donna, demonstrated to the rest of the people there, like, he was actively involved, right? Versus, oh, you know, let him eat cake kind of stuff. And that happens in a lot of sites. In WordPress, that most often happens when you see stuff like, pay me $200, no refunds for my plugin or whatever, or my membership site. And how do you do that in a world? Like, you need to say, look, I put my name and face on this. I'm so invested in this. I guarantee I'll give you my money back. I've had to do that in many cases to the tunes of thousands of dollars, and it was well worth it. And then the third thing has to do with, you have to have a curiosity to keep improving and be up to date. This surgery has disappointed me because, if nothing else, it kept me out of my daily publishing, my daily, look at what I've discovered, look what I'm doing today kind of involvement, right? I mean, I had to triage my health and improving my health with catching up with my private clients first. And now I'm starting to get back into the swing of things. But that 1 month or so of not being able to be like, look at what I've discovered, look what I'm doing, look at this cool thing, really made me realize how much that's a part of building and fostering a community. They want some fan person to be just as excited as they are, or just as involved in delivering the outcome. And if you're not, God bless you, because I don't see how that will ever work.
Right. On to the next point, marketing automation. Now, I think, like some of the other things we've discussed during this show, I think it's important, but I think what I see the importance around marketing automation is to give you the bandwidth so you can do the community, the one-to-one and the group sessions, give you the bandwidth to do that. Other people see marketing automation linked to the term that we've utilized, evergreen content. So they don't have to engage in group sessions, one-to-one coaching and that. So it comes with its philosophy. The way I see marketing automation being important, because it can be part of a consistent experience, and it gives you the bandwidth to do the things that we've discussed during this show. What's your own thoughts, Spencer?
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes back to what we just talked about. I don't think anybody is realistically able to run a popular site without being participatory. That's just a fairy tale. I mean, you can hire stuff out. Like, I was listening to Guy Raz's How I Built This. I do it often. And there was a good one today I was listening to about I didn't even know it existed, coffee company called Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on the West Coast, I guess.
Yes. They have a couple outlets.
And one of the brothers, you know, the one brother got ALS and died, but the other brother's still there and he did really well with it. But the point was, like, he's just talking about it. I mean, you couldn't be more participatory, but one of the things that they learned along the way when they started to franchise out is they can't just, like, let anybody spend money and become a franchisee, because then the franchisees are willy-nilly. They had to actually make it where people who were actually employees who had 4 years experience could become operators and, if necessary, get help with getting the money to become a franchise owner, because then they knew the system. They knew it was, and that comes from the fact that you can't vest culture. You can't deliver a ready-to-go solution on people unless you're participatory, unless you understand what that means. And that's that, you know.
But when it comes to the marketing automation side, I think it is important. And
that's what I mean. Like, marketing automation just takes what you do manually and makes it automated. If you don't know what to do manually, right?
Well, I think it's one of the exciting things about the WordPress platform over the last couple of years is, for a very extended period, we didn't really have any effective solutions. And there's a number. Obviously, we're big fans of Fluent CRM and the team behind that particular plugin. But it now offers a really great solution. And I think for a number of years, that was something really missing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
All right. And I think the last thing is reward desire member behavior. And I think that's kind of can be linked with gamification, but it's another thing. I think you've been quite good with that. Have you got any insights about how you rewarded the right? How do you share your carrots to the donkeys then, Spencer?
Well, I mean, we've talked about some basic rules. We discussed them actually in the show several times. Number one, you always need to protect your early adopters and anybody who joins along the way. So you may start out a site, and I suggest you start low for how much it costs to be a member of the membership site. Why? Because if you get a bunch of people to believe in you and you charge less today, as long as you don't raise their pricing, you can raise the price as you go. So, for example, in building many of my own membership sites, maybe the first people paid $27.95 a month. And then as time went on, it went up to $37, $47, $57. It could be $197. The people who joined along the way, I say, I love you. You're my family. I protect you by you stay at the original price of $27.95 as long as you don't cancel. And if you cancel, then that's fine. But that's the deal. Stay with me. You're grandfathered in forever. And similarly, when I had to dump products or do other things, like I wanted to simplify the LaunchFlows plugin and I changed something to like a lifetime model, there was a bunch of people that were paying me essentially the same amount for an annual or something. And I said, I'm giving you lifetime for free. And so by demonstrating your priority is on the relationship and for people who have like shown trust in you, that is the best currency that you can ever acquire. Because we've seen and talked about in our past version of the Thursday show how there's people who have just flushed their goodwill down the toilet for nothing other than outright stupidity or greed, right? Like, you have an audience of people who believed in you and you stuck your thumb in their eye. And why? I mean, like, it's just a human relationship type of thing, right? Like, you sold your friend downriver. For what? So that's the best experience I can think of when it comes to rewarding people. The other stuff is just like people get excited when they're in that relationship with you to buy more. So when you build something that's membership, I always build a kind of like a soft package around what I'm delivering so that I can always add on things that people can get excited to buy, but they don't feel like it would have, could have, should have been part of the original package. So we see this a lot. Like I'm a gamer. I like flight simulators. Like you buy the flight simulator 2000 and whatever. I don't expect that's going to upgrade into the new versions forever, but I do expect the thing itself will stay going. But if they come up with a new flight simulator 2024, I'm happy to pay at a maybe at a discount for the new version of it because I was excited about the first thing, but I'm not confused to think that they owe me this forever for anything they ever make. So rewarding members by saying you'll get the new thing first at a discount or whatever is a way to ensure that you have a larger base of always buying customers, even for new stuff.
Just to finish off, I've got an anecdotal question to ask you based on your experience. How do you deal with the competing needs of showing the benefits of your membership or what you're offering? This is what, if you buy this, I will help you get this result. With how you deal with people that feel they've bought your membership or they've bought a product or a service from you and they feel that it doesn't really do what they thought it does. How do you manage the duality of needing to promote something with the element of managing expectation? Does that make sense first?
And it does. What I break it down on is really simple. And this applied before I wrote plugins. For software that people buy from me, it's no questions asked, 30 days. If you don't like it in 30 days, I won't even ask you why. Just tell me you want a refund. I eat the cost of the transaction fee as the cost of doing business. I don't even think about it, which is why I feel like anybody who sells software, and I'm really disappointed because there's a couple big ones like Paul Gibbs at Facet WP, an outstanding plugin. I love that plugin. I actually helped him market it when he first created it. Somehow is put on the front of his site, no refunds. And I'm thinking like, come on. It's open source software. Let them try it. I learned yesterday or the day before that I must be in the big leagues now because LaunchFlows, my plugin, has actually made it into the GPL vault, you know, the null software database. That to me says I've hit the big time because like if they feel my plugin is valuable enough to give away for, you know, I think that's awesome. But where I draw the line, I give everybody 15 to 30 minutes of free time for any reason under the sun. I want to meet you. What? I'm curious. What's up? As soon as somebody says they need something done, I'm saying you pay upfront for my time. It's $300 an hour or it's $5,000 a month or whatever it is. And you don't get that money back because the only thing I can't get back is my time. And when I do projects or do work with people, it's very rare I do a blank project. I do a project that's consultative. But even if it was a project, I say it's either 50 or 100% upfront. And if I take 50% upfront, I never deliver more than 25% of the time value of what I've done. So again, the secret to making money in WordPress is to charge way more than the cost of the time to you. So if I have a TV dinner and I charge maybe $5,000 for a site, maybe that takes me a couple hours of time, but I've gotten $2,500 at least up front before I even touch the mouse. That way I can never get stuck because the number one lesson any freelancer has to know or membership site is you can't give away something that takes from your personal time or effort without being paid with an unconditional non-refund guarantee. But for software or other assets that cost you nothing, let them take it. I mean, nobody's going to steal from you. And if they do, they would steal from you anyway.
Yeah, it's a bit like I get a lot of people talk about, how they're going to steal my videos. And these people that will do that, I said, they're probably never going to spend any real money with you anyway, because they've got that kind of mindset, haven't they?
I mean, plus just digital assets, let's be clear, because everybody knows this, but you have to almost remind people. If they can see it or hear it or click it, they can take it. And that's the thing. 99% of people will not do that. But don't, like, it's so stupid. I get people come to me like, let's come up with all these clever ways to hide the contact and right click is disabled in the image. I'm like, are you out of your mind? I mean, the Chrome browser has everything they saw already on their computer saved for them. I mean, like, so stupid. And it's not the people that are stupid. It's just the same problem that we're talking about what you're solving today. You know what is valuable today? Somebody to hold up a mirror to somebody who has a crazy idea and be honest enough to tell them, you are not correct.
You're bonkers. It's bonkers.
You're bonkers.
It's bonkers.
You're bonkers.
It's absolutely tightly bonkers.
Bonkers.
Yeah. So, Spencer, how can people find out more about you and what you're up to?
I can be found at shagthedonkey.com. I can be found at wplaunchfy.com or Spencer Forman, save the E, or social media Spencer Forman. And I would say this year, this week, this month, and now that I'm back on the saddle, if you will, is, you know, WordPress as a service is here. It's coming out. And so we have now the tools. I have some new relationships. You and I are in the same business where the things that we discussed, call me for free, call you for free. I guarantee you I have the thing that you've been missing or could use. And it's a free call anyway, but even if you spend the 15 minutes, you will come away with like, I didn't realize that was possible. So for whether you're curious about just learning for yourself or you're an implementer for your clients, there is a better way that does not cause you to go like this about WordPress. And all the rest of the tinkering be damned. I mean, we'll still stay involved in that, but I'm just not going to talk about it. And I don't think on this show we're going to talk about it anymore or as much, right? So that's that.
I think we're talking about the marketing.
We'll touch on it.
But, I think the main thing that people need advice is some subjects around WordPress, but they also really need, you know, about the marketing side, because it is hard. It's hard graft, hard work, and that's why people avoid it. But the great news, don't take this the wrong way, folks, if you're listening, don't get discouraged, because I feel you don't need an enormous tribe, as I call it, to have a profitable membership. You just need passion and you just need commitment from that audience. But I think you can make a really great living and a great that benefits yourself and your family from a reasonably small tribe. And the beauty is you can market yourself globally, which is a great opportunity.
That's the definitive. The thing you just said is like the core idea. There's plenty of businesses that can scale to the thousands, tens of thousands. Mm. But the truth is, what would most people rather do? And this has been true of most of my businesses throughout my life. What would you rather do? Sell 10 people something for, 10 people something for $1,000 or 1,000 people something for $10, right? It's the same money, but dealing with 10 people who have enough to give you $10,000 means their attitude, personality, maturity, expectations are way easier than 1,000 people who only have $10 and they treat you like, you know, you're working at the fast food restaurant. And so pick and choose the relationships you want, because I think this world we're in now allows people to very easily go from, I just met you, to here's $5,000 or $10,000. Because the thing you can deliver to them based on your WordPress or other experience here is completely worth it. But that's a different business than grinding away at selling $10 stuff. If you do that business, you can still succeed, but then you are in a different model where you do have to kind of disappear, be anonymous, don't exist, because there's no way one person can deal with 1,000 people who want everything from them for $10. You just can't do that.
Yeah.
That's for, you know. Different business. But
thanks, Spencer. And folks, if you want to really help the show, share the show on your social media and talk about it with your friends on social media. It really does help the show. We'll be back next week with another great topic, helping you build a great membership website to build the lifestyle that you're looking for yourself and for your family. We will be back next week, folks. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.